It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. The fear, shock, and outrage over Thursday night's deadly shootings is still vivid as Dallas tries to come to grips with what happened. 4 days ago, 5 police officers were killed and 11 people injured. Today, a grieving city struggles to heal. In a few minutes, we'll look ahead to tomorrow when President Obama arrives to speak at an interfaith memorial service at the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center. We'll also hear from doctors at Parkland Hospital who spent Thursday night and Friday morning scrambling to help victims of the shootings. First, Mayor Mike Rawlings, Dallas Police Chief David Brown, and Sergeant Mike Mata talk about the pain survivors are grappling with, the chaos and confusion of Thursday night, and the decision to send in a bomb-laden robot. We'll start with the mayor on Think today.
I cannot in any way understand the pain that those families are going through, the wives I've spoken to, the daughters, the fathers. And I can't understand the pain that officers are feeling of their friends that have died. Those are deep things.
We want to be Superman and Superwoman, and we're not. And we're the last to say we need help. Our profession has suffered from this for quite a while now, and I don't want that on my conscience, that someone needs help and they're too proud to ask.
This is going to be hard for me to say, but I'm going to tell the public this. I have a 12-year-old son, and I promise you this, if he ever asked me if he could be a cop, I would tell him no. I do not want him to have to go through what I see officers going through today.
You had a very sophisticated shooter, and you didn't know where the shots were being fired from. Meanwhile, you had individuals in body armor running down the street with their same rifle. And as a decision maker, as a police officer, you've got to decide who are the bad guys.
And we knew through negotiation this was the suspect because he was asking us how many did he get. And he was telling us how many more he wanted to kill. This wasn't an ethical dilemma for me. I'd do it again. I'd do it again to save our officers' lives.
That's Police Chief David Brown at a news conference this morning. Before that, Mayor Mike Rawlings and Police Sergeant Mike Mata on KERA's show Think this afternoon. After last week's shootings, hospitals had the difficult task of tending to the injured officers. Today, doctors and nurses at Parkland Hospital's Trauma Center shared their experiences from that night. Parkland treated 7 officers. As KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports, one surgeon says on that night, he could not ignore how race affects him.
The shooting last week, which took the lives of 5 officers, was painful for everyone in Dallas. Not just residents, not just police, but also the doctors and nurses who tried to save them.
I think this has rocked some guys to their core who I thought were unshakable.
Dr. Alex Eastman is the medical director and chief of the Reese Jones Trauma Center at Parkland Hospital. He's also the deputy medical director of the Dallas Police Department. He says what happened last week hit him hard.
And if you asked me last year at this time, would I ever thought I'd see us shaken like this after the headquarters attack, many of us thought that that was the incident of our careers. And this makes that pale in comparison.
In 2015, a man shot at the Dallas Police Headquarters. No officers were injured then. While the events last week shook many of the doctors and nurses, one doctor in particular struggled. Dr. Brian Williams was a trauma surgeon on duty. He's Black. And he says the pain of the violence happened days before the shooting in Dallas. It started when Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, both Black men, were shot by police in Louisiana and Minnesota.
There's this dichotomy where I am standing with law enforcement, but I also personally feel and understand that angst that comes when you cross the paths of an officer in uniform and you're fearing for your safety. I've been there, but for me, that does not condone disrespecting or killing police officers.
Williams says that dichotomy of respecting and fearing police simultaneously came to a head last Thursday. Breaking into tears, he says the deaths of those 5 officers haunt him constantly.
And I think about it every day, that I was unable to save those cops when they came here that night. This killing, it has to stop. Black men dying and being forgotten, people retaliating, we have to come together and end all this.
Williams believes there's not enough open discussion about the role race plays in our everyday lives. For Williams, in that hospital emergency room, he saw a scene reflecting years of racial tension. For other doctors, like Todd Minshall, it was hard on that night to put that racial tension into context.
When you come here, you're a patient, and we do the best to take care of you that we possibly can. And so at times, it's hard for me to put in context when there's still people who don't treat people that way. It's almost unbelievable to me.
At the end of the day, Parkland doctors say they're a family, and only time will help them heal. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
President Barack Obama is coming to Dallas tomorrow to honor the victims of last week's shooting. Obama will be joined by former President George W. Bush and other dignitaries. The Arlington Police Department will help with security for the visit. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings explained why.
Our police officers are exhausted, and they can't do that by themselves and mourn. And we've got to remember mourning is a very important part of this whole life that we live.
KERA's Christopher Connolly says some people can't help but compare what happened last week in Dallas to another dark moment in the city's history.
Mayor Mike Rawlings says the Dallas Memorial Service is about unity, and it will be a bipartisan gathering. The current and former presidents will be joined by the vice president, both Texas senators, and a host of other elected leaders.
We're going to have people from both sides of the aisle, hopefully coming together, holding hands, saying thank you to our officers, and more importantly, paint a different future for us.
While Rawlings is looking to the future, it's hard for Dallas to outlive its past, especially with a new tragedy opening old wounds. After President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, Dallas was named the City of Hate. But Rawlings says that label no longer fits.
What I've been fascinated by is everybody's pleasant surprise about Dallas. They haven't been here for so long, and they've understood how contemporary and how cosmopolitan, how progressive we are as a city.
The acceptance, the working with people of all races and creeds, it's just a different community.
Hugh Ainsworth was reporting in Dallas 53 years ago when Kennedy was shot. Another key difference he sees between now and then, the government's reaction. Back then, Ainsworth says everyone from the district attorney and the mayor up to FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover bungled the response.
Everybody made mistakes. Now, this time, in this crisis, which is horrible for the Dallas Police Department, it isn't horrible for the city because they've handled everything right. Police chief was open with everything he could be, and the mayor was superb, I thought, in his handling of it. It's totally different.
Still, Ainsworth says the vitriol directed by today's Texas conservatives at Obama is not far off from the anger directed at Kennedy in 1963.
People are vituperative. They're mean. Some people are. And it's the politicians more than anything else. Right now you have a governor and a lieutenant governor who have said terribly nasty things about the president.
Ainsworth says he hopes that when the president calls for unity at the memorial service, people will take his words to heart. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Later tonight, a Dallas Strong candlelight vigil will be held at Dallas City Hall Plaza. It starts at 8, and DART will be providing free shuttle service there from the Dallas Convention Center parking lots. Funeral services have now been set for 4 out of the 5 fallen officers. 2 separate services will be held Wednesday, honoring Senior Corporal Lorne Ahrens and DART Officer Brent Thompson. A service for Sergeant Michael Smith is scheduled for Thursday. Officer Patrick Zamaripa will be remembered on Saturday. Windy and hot is the forecast for the entire week. There is an elevated fire danger west of Fort Worth now, as wind gusts could get up to 30 miles an hour this week. An overnight low of 78. Right now it's 95 in Dallas, 97 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.